Okay, from an actor's point of view, performing in English or in Cantonese, the character role in 12 Angry Men, which one was more memorable, which one was more preferable for you?
Okay, the most preferable one will be the language that I'm more comfortable with, then it will definitely be in Mandarin. But the most memorable one will be in Cantonese, in fact, because Cantonese is not the language that I'm used to use it. It's not even my mother tongue. So I performed this piece of work while I was working as an actor in Hong Kong. And that allows me to listen more to other characters. And it actually helps me to sink in more in terms of understanding what are they talking about. And that process actually make this, the characters then that I was working on, more truthful. Because every time things happen, it became new to him. It became current to him. It became on the spot to him. So that makes his reaction more real. And I thought that real is actually quite beautiful. Somehow or other, that experience actually helps me a lot in this time around. Even though I'm using a language that I'm more comfortable with, you know, I could react upon very fast, faster in fact. But that process actually allows me to listen to others even more clearly and try to understand what are they talking about, what are the subtext they are talking about, and why would they say that, you know? Because when you read the script, this particular play, I read this script in English first, then in Cantonese, then in Chinese. So it's an interesting process for me, because first of all, the English play is actually more direct to me. Because I don't know, it could be the choice of words, it could be, you know, the reaction is more direct. Yes, more direct. Then in Cantonese is different, because in Cantonese, I guess it's because I'm not familiar with the language to begin with. So a lot of time when I actually have to listen really, really carefully and cautiously and in terms of what they said. And then in terms of Cantonese translation, it's not like Chinese translation where you use the written language. It's more on the colloquial or even verbal language. So a slight difference of choice of word will change the entire meaning. Let me quote an example. For example, have you eaten your lunch in English, right? So in Cantonese, you could ask, Lik sik chow fan mei ya? Okay, so there's an R. But if you change the R to a different thing, Lik sik chow fan mei, Lik sik chow fan mei zhe? Okay, R and zhe. It became a different perspective already. So during that time, it actually helps me to be more precise in terms of when I do work on the speech in this Mandarin version. Whatever it was written, I try to keep as close as possible, because the translator may have his preference on the choice of words that he used. Why would he use such words at this point of time? Why can't he replace other similar words, you know, to other? There must be a reason. So it does help me to understand more in terms of the translation. And by doing that, it actually, I don't know, it happened very naturally for me. And that was why we actually could actually nail down the script pretty fast. Yeah.